When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We've been talking a lot of Mets today. Mets coming off of their 10-game West Coast road trip. Disappointing 4-6, but still right there in the wild card mix. This is exactly where they're supposed to be. So I'm not going to go nuts and rip the Mets and say the season's over. It's not. Everything is still there for them. Obviously, just some poor performance. Yankees over the weekend, you know, win another series and then the washout and then the doubleheader. But again, to me, BT, even when they're winning, the difference now with the Yankees is that they're winning the games that they were losing over the stretch, that 7-week stretch where they were one of the worst teams in baseball. They're finding ways to win these games as opposed to finding ways to lose them, but there still are concerns if you look at this team. Now, again, to your point before, no team is flawless. And even though we asked Brian Cashman when we had him on, you know, what's your biggest concern or where is your area of weakness, whatever it was, oh, we have no weaknesses. Well, that's a lie. They do have weaknesses. We're seeing it, whether it's in the bullpen, whether it is, you know, potentially in the starting rotation, potentially in that lineup behind Soto and Judge. We've seen certain days where, you know, John Carlos is going to make him pay. We've seen other days where it's, hey, where are these guys going to get runs driven in outside of those two? But even with the Yankees winning, I still have concerns. And ultimately, as I told you, I just don't trust them come October until they actually get it done in the postseason. And that goes for everybody. Outside of Soto, who I've seen do it and deliver a World Series championship, I have doubts about everybody on a Yankee team because they haven't done it yet.
I mean, listen, I get that. I think that you could probably paint two very different Yankee seasons here, you know, depending upon what you ultimately believe this team is and who they'll be when it's all said and done. You know, if you're not bullish on the Yankees, you could point to things like, well, the Yankees haven't played well at home, which is very uncharacteristic of the Yankees. They have not played well in the Bronx at all. Or how they have been very lackluster thus far in the division, which is generally not a good sign. Like, those are two things that are very real that you can latch on to and say, all right, maybe this is evidence that the Yankees aren't built to be a champion. And then the other thing, if you want to have the opposite view, you could say, well, there's two teams in baseball that have 70 wins as we sit here on August 12th, and the Yankees are one of them. And then you could obviously illuminate the exploits of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Garrett Cole showing signs of getting back to being Garrett Cole. And, you know, it's been an interesting mixed bag. I mean, going to the closer, who was untouchable for the first 2 months of the season, and then he's been a wreck. And you don't really trust Clay Holmes. You were first on that, to be fair.
Right.
You were on that very early. The Torres experience, which is what it is, the three or four different seasons that Anthony Volpe's had within this one season. You know, pitch counts and innings limits with Luis Gil and all the other things that they've gone through. Yeah. When is Dominguez coming up? Is Rizzo going to play when he's healthy? It's been a very interesting year for the Yankees.
Well, and a lot of those things still remain the same, which is why I was surprised to hear you, not flip, but believe in this team again after just, you know, incremental changes, whether it be Jazz being brought in.
I don't think that's incremental, though. I think that was a big one. That's not an incremental change.
That big of a difference?
It's one player. Yep. Who would I rather play third base, DJ LeMahieu or Jazz Chisholm?
Yeah, but all the other areas of concern are still there.
No, not as much, though, because you got to remember, it's really not the apex, it's the opposite, but I guess at the height of the fear. At the height of the fear for what the Yankees were morphing into, you know, Austin Wells wasn't really the viable bat that he's proven to
be. Well, he's been it. I'll give you that.
So that's changed.
Right, understood.
Chisholm has changed. You know, Judge has taken off even more.
Like Jazz, you know, let's not make it like he's the greatest player ever.
But he's stolen third base a couple times. Yeah. He's a power kid. He's a loose, explosive, dynamic,
he's an upgrade,
upside kid.
He's an upgrade over what they have, but
he's a lefty bat.
Okay, but
he's a base stealer.
He's
energy.
He's played better since coming here than he was with the Marlins.
For sure.
I'm knocking him, but let's not make it like, you know, he's
No, I'm not saying that they just got Mike Schmidt or Brooks Rodney.
Well,
I understand what you're saying.
They did for his first five games where he's hitting home runs left and right, but he hasn't been that guy.
But he's the thing, the bother.
He's come up in some big spots and hasn't gotten the job done.
Yeah, that's true, but even think, go back to his first game in Boston, like that Sunday night when he stole third base and then kind of created a run. And a couple of games ago when he and Volpe stole simultaneously, he stole third, Volpe stole second. Obviously, the home runs are nice. I know he booted one yesterday, but for the most part, he's proven to be a bit of a revelation based on never playing third.
Right.
You know, he's been pretty good, except, you know, yesterday he botched that one, which everybody does. I just think that the Yankees, to me, the most bothersome thing about the Yankees when I was screaming, and I stand by what I said, is that I didn't understand why here we are yet again, with a $300 million payroll midseason, and we're trying to figure out how to fix the Yankees. Right, like, why is that? Every year, why is that the case?
It should just be adding on one of the final pieces to a World Series team. Fine-tune and go make your run at it.
That's what I'm saying. All right, you know, maybe not even a high leverage, get seventh inning bullpen arm, you know, 24th man off the bench, you know, who can run a little bit, pinch in the jam, outfielder, whatever. Like, that's the kind of ancillary pieces, for the most part, that you should be adding when you have that kind of payroll and two superstars like you have in Judge and Soto. But it's an imperfect roster, and it's never going to be perfect, but it's beginning to look more cohesive, again, to me, with the arrival of Chisholm, with the, you know, at least since the second half, with the stabilization of Volpe's season. And to me, the anticipation of Dominguez joining the party. What are you waiting for, Yanks?
Well, they're waiting for Stanton to get hurt, but which inevitably it will.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, where else are you getting him in there?
What if he doesn't get hurt, okay?
And then you're going to have John Carl Stanton protecting Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I understand that. What about righties? Against righties? I mean, not that he doesn't hit righty Stanton. It's not like he's lefty on lefty.
Then it'll be Austin Wells, I would assume, and then Stanton
and
behind
Verdugo.
Him.
And Verdugo.
Okay, well, but, however they want to work that lineup, but yeah.
Look, that's not something that I want to hear. It's like, when you have somebody with the potential of Jason Dominguez, you get him in here and you get him some at-bats.
Right, but they're trying to win a World Series and you're talking about potential. Now,
he'd be their third best player.
Well,
he'd be their third best everyday position player.
Based off of what?
Based on, well, I mean, it, of course, it's a projection.
Well,
based
that's
on
what
his
I mean.
Skill set, based on the tools that he has. Yeah, and based on what I think he's going to be.
Well, right, but based on projection. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying based on
But there's certain guys who can't run. There's certain guys who can't feel. No, like, there's nothing he can't do on paper is what I'm saying.
I want to see him play, too. The problem is right now, the way that it's structured, there is no lane, to use Cashman's word, for him.
But I bet you they'll find a lane for Rizzo to play. Why? Well, what the hell was Rizzo doing that was so good? They'll wedge him back in here.
Because there's an easier lane there at first base where it's not like Ben Rice is keeping Rizzo at bay.
I get that, but like if
where
you go.
Who are you taking out? Who do you want out? Because for Dominguez to come. Again, I'm all for watching Dominguez. I do think on a team that's trying to win a World Series, you shouldn't have to rely on a rookie who's played, you know, 8 games in his MLB career. Although, how could you not be, you know, mesmerized by the potential based off of what we saw?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Mickey Mantle, for goodness sake. So, okay, who are you taking out?
Well, Grisham's not playing at all,
and he's getting
some run now. He's playing a little bit. So Grisham's gone. I mean, in a perfect world, Sal.
Well, if he comes up, you're going to have him playing every day.
I don't think he needs to play every day.
Well, so you don't want Dominguez to come up and play every day? You're going to have him sitting on the bench?
I just want him to play a little so that when you need him in October, which I think that they will, he's not. Not that he's going to be overwhelmed anyway, because the 8 games, he looked completely opposite of being overwhelmed, but I just start running him out there now.
It's either Verdugo or Stan. That's the only answer.
100%.
Okay, so
I was going to take you around the field. I was going to say, all right, so in my perfect world, see, I don't love Judge and left. I think that Dominguez would be good in center, and I want to keep Soto and right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go Soto and right. You know, I'm going to keep Judge in center, and I'm going to put Dominguez in left field. Mm. Yeah. And then I'm going to do the lefty-righty-righty-lefty thing.
And I'm going to look at Verdugo.
That's right.
Right. So
lefty, Verdugo, sorry, you sit. Righty, lefty, Stanton, you play, and so do you. Dominguez does too. Against the lefty, you're going to have Stanton, DH, Dominguez plays. Verdugo sits.
And against the righty?
Then pretty much Stanton will sit unless he's red hot.
Okay.
There's the answer.
Maybe,
not that hard.
Maybe they do that eventually, but now you're taking at bats away from John Carl Stanton.
That's I'm okay with that.
Oh, right. But, I'm okay but, with but that. For what? For 8 games of an unproven guy?
But for a guy who can run?
Yeah. Oh, no, I get it.
A guy that can do a lot more than what Stanton can do.
Right now, Stanton, I mean, healthy, he should be mashing and protecting the, you know, Judge and Soto in that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Being that bat, is Dominguez going to be that bat? You hope. You know, based on 8 games, sure, but we don't know that.
Well, but here's the thing. You don't have to have Dominguez. You talk about the protection. There's the immediate protection in the three hole, pardon me, in the four hole, but then there's also residual protection in the five hole. And I think that if you have Judge three and you have Austin Wells four
right.
and you have Dominguez five, not that you want to go kids back to back, I get that.
No, but that's what it would be.
That's pretty good.
Well,
I mean, look at that lineup.
On paper, it looks really nice.
Well, I can only react to paper right now.
But in reality, they actually have Verdugo and Stanton, and the team is clicking again. Verdugo's come out of his
funk. It's not clicking as much as you think. They just lost two games to the Angels.
Understood, but they're scoring a bunch of runs.
All right.
I'm saying I think that they're flawed, and I want to see Dominguez. I just don't think he's the answer. Now, where generally these things work themselves out,
yeah.
and maybe they're going to be better off for it. Maybe Stanton does get hurt again,
mm-hmm.
or Verdugo or Stanton go into a funk. The difference is going to be this time they have the insurance ready to go, and boom, you insert him, let him go every day, and see what Dominguez can be for an extended stretch.
Now, listen, I understand that answer. I certainly wrap my mind around it, but I think that that's the easy answer, the easy way out for the Yankees. Like, all right, Stanton pulls a hamstring. All right, obviously we call Dominguez up. I wouldn't do that. I would get him up here. I'd get him around Soto in the batting cage. I'd get him around Judge. I'd get him, you know, I would ratchet up the intensity a little bit so that this young man feels the, I don't want to say pressure, but the heaviness of what awaits. Like, I don't call him up September 9th and give him 13 at-bats, and if he doesn't hit a couple of home runs, send him down or sit him. I want him to play.
Yeah, he could be a difference maker.
Could be a superstar.
In October.
Play him.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Chris is in Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Good. Listen, I'm reading an article. I think they can't bring up Dominguez until after September 1st. Because then he can be rookie of the year next year because of his at bat, and then they'll get a higher draft pick the year after.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, I don't care about that. I don't.
I mean, you gotta worry about it. I mean, a guy, you know, they are all about drafting now.
Yeah, I don't.
How can you worry about that if you're trying to win a damn World Series now?
There is incentive. He's not wrong about that. Right. There's the newly placed incentive. So if one of your draftees wins the
rookie of the year,
then you do get a higher. There's some either is it a compensatory pick? It's something wacky, but it's new and it's real. But
so
that's not what should guide you.
Yeah. That's what they're waiting for.
Oh, I don't know. That's his words. We don't know that that's true.
Now, if it were, they wouldn't say it, would they?
No, that would look weird. You don't say that.
So he just
they get crushed.
Yeah, but logically, there isn't a lane for him right now. There's not a need for it. I don't think the Yankees would hold him back if there were a need for it just because he could be eligible to win Rookie of the Year next year. Like, okay, let's just say he's a rookie next year. Who's to say he's going to win Rookie of the Year? You don't know that.
I know. That's going to be Spencer Jones, of course.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It was going to be Spencer Jones. If I were to ask you in March who was going to be Rookie of the Year next year, you would have said Spencer Jones.
Yeah.
Maybe so with the Yankees. Now it's, wow, Spencer Jones all of a sudden can be traded. Yeah, why? Why is that? Because he sucked in the minors so far this year. So now all of a sudden he can be traded. Yeah, well, obviously. The key is to detect that before he has struggles in the minor leagues and you trade him for, I don't know, Corbin Burns and try to go win a championship. Cashman made a mistake with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, point is we have no idea how to project what's going to happen next year.
Let me ask you this, though. You're not wrong, Sal. You think Dominguez is going to be a star?
I do.
Yeah, so do I.
But I'm talking about when they bring him up, like, They're not going to hold him back because of projecting him to win the Rookie of the Year.
No, I don't think they do that to get the pick. I agree with that.
They're holding him back now because right now there's not a need for him. And there might be one. It could be one tomorrow.
But I'm looking to be proactive and work around that. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to inject him into the season because they have to. I want to get him here because he it's time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Not
he's
out of necessity,
a stud.
But out of a luxury. Mike is in Nutley, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Mikey.
Hey, guys, it's interesting everybody's talking about Jason Dominguez because of the article that came out. Really, the basic reason why they can't really bring him up right now, coming back from that oblique, he actually came back 3 weeks early. He was supposed to be out 8 weeks. It happened in mid-June. But here's the bottom line. Since he's come back 3 weeks ago, he's had 20 games. He's only batting .250.
Yeah, I know the numbers.
And his on-base percentage is .303.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So he's not lighting up like he ordinarily does.
In totality, this year in the minors, he's hitting .285 with an 800-plus OPS and steals and home runs. Like, Jason Dominguez is
I know. He in the beginning, when he first came back after the Tommy John, he was smacking the ball all over the place.
Right away,
now, he's coming back slowly. And if he's only hitting 250 with a three, you know, with only an on base percentage of 300, you really can't say, "Wow, let's bring him up."
And, no,
you
know, I think they're
being careful with him.
No, no, I could. By the way, he hit 250 in Double A last year. Didn't prevent them from bringing him up.
Yeah, what is
and looking like Mickey Mantle was Sal said.
The minor league numbers, we got to get over this. They don't mean anything. We've seen it many times. Guys rake in the minor leagues. They come up to big leagues, do nothing. Or guys struggle a little bit, or the numbers would say that they're struggling a little bit. They come up and they rake here. Come on. You can't just, well, he's hitting 250. Well, so what? Everybody, before they get called up, they all got to be hitting 350, 330? It doesn't work like that.
Think about all the Mets kids from last year.
100%.
They would every night I saw a video clip on social media or on SNY about one of these guys going deep at Syracuse. Every single night, I felt like.
Beatty here,
Alvarez here. I mean, every single night.
Right.
Bombarded with highlights and really, and Alvarez was good last year. And Beatty got swallowed up and took Vientos a little while to get going, but he's sticking now. And obviously, Mauricio got hurt, but
he didn't,
translate right at all for him last year, not a bit.
No.
He was pretty good in September. Remember, Vientos had some power last September.
I think he ended, though, hitting 220 or something like that.
Yeah, no,
anyway,
he finished up okay, though.
So, and also, sometimes it could take a while. Like, we are, and I know we're guilty of it ourselves because of what we do, but my God. All right, so Dominguez is a Hall of Famer because he had 8 good games. Now, does that mean that if he comes up here and it's $120 for 8 games, that he's a bust?
No. Okay. It means you got to keep running him out there because you got 5 tools.
Well, right, but why then are we anointing him after just 8 games? Like, I want to see it. I want to see it play out.
Mm-hmm.
We are too quick. Same thing with me with Vientos. And I actually saw it for an extended period and said, this guy's not it. Now, also basing it off of what the Mets organization was basically telling you, that they didn't believe in Vientos. Now you watch him, and you can see that he is it. He's been an impact bat for them. Does it mean that he's going to be a superstar for years to come? Who the hell knows with the inconsistency in the sport? But clearly, he needed a little bit larger sample size, maybe needed Buck Showalter to be out of the organization. Who the hell knows with these guys? But sometimes it clicks at different times. Maybe with Volpe, it's going to take 3 years before he turns into a superstar. Maybe he's going to be a bust. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm really intrigued by, and again, I don't know if they're going to do this or, I mean, they're going to do it at some point. I just don't know when they're going to do it. But you get Dominguez up here. There's a way to set up this lineup. And this is why, again, back to why I think the Yankees could get to the World Series, and I stand by it. I'm bullish on it. I have not been bullish on them in a while. I like this team. Not perfect, but nobody is. But the Yankees, with Dominguez, right, have the ability to, however they want to configure that lineup, in succession, some order, you can have Chisholm, you can have Dominguez, and you can have Volpe back to back to back. All three guys can run like the wind. And the Yankees never had the ability to create that stuff. Like, that's why, you know, when you have all those tools, even if you start out 1-for-16 or 2-for-23 with 8 whiffs and you're not doing much with the stick, you can still help the Yankees win a game. If Stanton doesn't run into a fastball and smack in 440, he's not bringing anything to the table.
Right.
Zero.
Now, the problem is there with those guys, you got to be on base to do that.
No, I get it.
That's a big issue.
I understand that, of course.
I'm not saying Dominguez, we don't know yet, but the other two, it's not like they have great on base. By the way, what article is he talking about? Did you read this article?
I did not.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I did not see the article on Jason Dominguez.
The reason why I thought it was relevant, first of all, I know you wanted to talk about it, BT, but also Cashman made comments about it over the weekend saying that there's no lane for him to come up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the article, I'd like to read it. Let me know where the article is.
I wish Cashman would have said that a week ago before we had him on.
Could have got after that too. That would have been that would have been fun.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS. Live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Tony is in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
Sal, I had to drop in on you. I do, man. All the ripping you do on my squad, I got to tell you, we sat down last night. My kids' godparents came over. We had a nice supper. Delicious. It was beautiful. And we throw on a Mets game, and that's what we got from your team. You know, your team is a total washout, okay?
They're not my team.
There you go, Sal. There you go again, as always, all right? But that's not
what
I
don't understand.
I made the call. Sal, I made the call. Can I just give my 2 cents
Can
in before
start making
I jump
some
off
sense
and you
with
drop
those 2 cents?
The hammer on
go
me?
Go ahead. What,
all right.
What
I know you're going to drop the hammer on me, but I'm going to – can I get my 2 cents
go ahead,
in?
Go ahead.
Listen, your team is washed up. You're not going to make the postseason. I don't know why you keep talking about your wild card. You're going to make the wild card. Because you're not going to make the wild card. You're just your team is a disgrace. It's a washout, okay?
Okay, thank you for the call, Tony. We appreciate you checking in. A couple of facts here that Tony needs to understand. Number one, it's not my team. So I am not in the running for a wild card spot. I do not own the team. The Mets do. We're talking about the Mets. The reason why we're talking about the Mets in a possible wild card spot is because they're a half game back. So I'm not sure what you're missing here. Was your point to say the Mets suck and the Yankees are great? Like, who's denying that at this point? Although I will point out that when they played head-to-head, the Mets did sweep them 4 straight games. You watched those games with your family, didn't you? Did you sit down at dinner and watch those games? Good to be back, BT. You're right, BT, that thanks to Tony, of course, call of the day. You're right that he had that Boston accent going.
It's weird.
Wild card.
Yeah, going for the wild card.
Yeah, anyway, it wasn't a Met versus Yankee thing.
Right? No. Now, he made it, though.
Yeah.
He made it
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Tony antagonistic today.
Fans, you know what I'm learning? And I should have known this anyway my whole life because I was a sensitive sports fan as well. But fans are very sensitive to when you say something about their team.
Do you think?
Even as true as it may be, but like you got to relax.
More sensitive when it is true.
Right.
And oftentimes.
You know, that's a good
Pete
point.
Pete Alonso stuff early on.
Right. They
know.
Don't want to believe the truth. And like, I get it because I wouldn't want to hear it either, but I got to tell you the reality, or at least how I feel is the reality.
Sure.
And with the Yankees, like, they're held to a different standard. So it's not to compare Mets versus Yankees. They're two totally different expectations this year. The Yankees are trying to be a team to go out there and win a World Series. So when I criticize them, it's on a different level than it is with the Mets. Like, do I think over the course of and by the way, well, I'm not going to get into that stuff. I'll tell you off the air.
No. Come on, tell me on the air. It's going to be good. Come on.
Because I don't know if I could say it on the air. Or not. I hear so many different things that I sometimes lose track of what is
what's news and what's not.
And
is it about a player
or
is it about a specific player?
It's not about a player. You know me.
Is it about something in the broadcast industry?
No. It was about the Mets and Yankees. And after those 4 games, the feeling at least from one party on one of the teams was that maybe they're just better.
So somebody within the Mets organization thinks that they're better than the Yankees.
No, I didn't give it.
The only thing I could deduce, the Yankees wouldn't be thinking that they didn't win a game.
I'll tell you off the air.
I think you just did.
Anyway, the point is that it's not about the Mets versus the Yankees. It is about relative to the expectation. The Yankees are held to a higher standard, which is great. I try to hold the Mets to that standard. They can't live up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I try to get behind them and push them in that direction, they still don't want to do it at the trade deadline. They acted like a small market team with incremental upgrades. That's what they're getting now. You're seeing a team that is a 500 team. That's what they tried to be. This is by design. Hey, kudos to the Mets. They're doing exactly what they were built to do. Compete for a final wild card spot. The Yankees are held to a World Series standard, so it's not a hatred for the Yankees. I told you I grew up hating the Yankees. I don't anymore. I really don't care. I root for the Yankees. Good for business. I want both the Yankees and the Mets in the postseason every single year.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to get to the World Series. And if they go head-to-head, of course, I'm going to root for the Mets. But I want to see those. I want to have exciting sports. Same thing with the Jets and Giants. But, yeah, you say one thing that's critical of the team.
The wild card.
Yeah. Right, the wild.
Let's get Tony up for the Bronx. Yeah, you know, wild card. Who the hell is this guy on drugs? This guy got 9 personalities?
Before we get back to the calls, Tony's a great listener.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you, Tony.
I
was about the family. That's great.
Are you?
And then you threw it back to him. Yeah, right.
Are you at all concerned about Malik Nabers and the ankle?
No, I'm not.
I'm not concerned about that.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Even if he doesn't play this week?
I still don't think it's a big deal. Okay. I think he's going to be an absolute stud.
But pertaining to the injury,
I think he'll be fine.
I'm not worried about week one.
I know what you're talking about.
Because you know how these things, sometimes they can downplay it and minimize it.
Yep, I think he's fine.
You know, we're not talking about an old lineman. We're talking about a wide receiver.
Shifting, cutting, stopping. Yeah. I think he's going to be terrific, as many other people do. Although I was the first to say it back on draft day. And I think he's going to be healthy week one.
I'm not.
Unless something flares up again, after that. He re-aggravates it. But from what happened to him initially, I think he's fine.
I'm not concerned about it yet either, but it is something. Like, every time these somethings happen, we try to make it nothing, or they try to make it nothing, and sometimes we'll follow along. Yeah, all right, no big deal. Does Garrett Wilson have an ankle injury? You know what I'm saying? Like, it is. Does Jalin Hyatt have an ankle injury? Like, it's Malik Nabers, who may mean more than both of those guys at the end of the day. So anything with him, if he stubs his toe, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful not to overblow the situation.
Yeah.
But the fact that he is sitting out and they're going to be cautious with him, and he should be sitting out. There's no reason to have him practice or whatever, force the issue. But sometimes we've seen these things start early and linger throughout the course of the year.
Well, I mean, listen, anything's possible. I'm just giving you my opinion. And I would also say, based on, you know, somewhat recent history, I feel like the Giants have earned the benefit of the doubt pertaining to medical and injuries and issues more so than, say, the Yankees.
Right.
Right. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Yankees just take you on a wild goose chase. You know, when's he coming back? 2 days, 2 months? Something like that. We'll see. Yeah, DJ's fine. He got fouled the ball off his foot in spring training. Yeah, he's going to sit out 3 days. You see him 3 months later.
Right.
Stanton, you know, all this stuff with him. Like, you just don't know.
Right.
When Judge got hurt diving a couple of years ago, they misdiagnosed it. They didn't find it till the next year. I'm not trying to call the Yankees and put them on blast unnecessarily. I'm just using them to point out that I do think that the track record of the Giants is better than the Yankees. So I kind of believe it. I don't think it's a big deal.
Rick is calling from Tampa. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, first of all, I remember when Odell, I think it was, he missed the first six or seven games, remember? Right. You know, and he was our latest, you know, high pick excitement draft pick. But I'll get more about Malik in a second, Sal, because I don't think you think he's going to be as good as he's going to be, because he's going to be the bomb, I'm telling you right now. And they will rest him, and I'm not concerned about the ankle. But BT, all we were talking about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, the Yankees in this massive slump. Is that we needed Jason Dominguez back to start filling the lineup up. We have him. He can come back. He has to come back now. He has to split with Stanton and Verdugo and get him up there. I agree 100%. I'm putting a lot of eggs in the basket on Dominguez to be that person to help us out this year. Besides Soto and maybe what's his name? The kid from Boston. Who has proven anything? Stanton. And what everything's proven to us is that when October comes around, is they can all slump. And we don't have that with Dominguez. We're not going to have that with Soto. Verdugo, we don't know about yet.
Well, you don't know about Dominguez either, though. So you could say that about
Verdugo. Yes, we do know. Yes, how? He played great. That why he was – come on. And it's a gut feeling.
When did Dominguez play in the postseason?
That's not the point. All of these guys have played in the postseason and have sucked for 7 years.
Wait, so understood. We agree there. But right. You said you don't have to worry about that with Dominguez. Based on what exactly?
I'm putting the eggs in his basket. I'm trusting it.
So you think he's good? But we don't know that. Soto's proven it. Dominguez is not.
Yes, true. Right. True. And BT, the thing about worrying is it's definitely Clay Holmes. They're going to work something out. Schmidt's coming back. And there's the one thing that I worry about. And it's the S word. It's called slump. The Yankees are known for this massive slump come the postseason. So let's hope that's not the case. And I believe Jason Dominguez.
You know what it is? And thanks for the call, Rick. I don't think that that's the right application of the word slump. I don't think the Yankees have gone quietly into the October nights for years because of slumps. I think that they went quietly because their roster stunk.
All right, they have teams that were not built to succeed in October.
I mean, they were incredibly reliant on one or two guys and a lot of dead spots everywhere. Guys couldn't run. They were old. They were decaying players. That's on Cashman's. That's why, I've gone hard after Cashman when it comes to this stuff. But it's not because Derek Jeter slumping at the age of 28, that would be an inconvenience. That would be unfortunate. Or Posada in his prime, or Bernie in his prime. Like, I'm not saying those guys hit 400 every playoff series, but it's not a slump. It's that they just didn't have good enough players.
What about Judge? I wouldn't deem it a slump.
Me
either.
Neither. I would deem it. I would deem it the randomness of baseball. Honestly, maybe some people think that's a cop-out.
Not the quality of pitching in the postseason.
I mean, Barry Bonds did nothing until the end. I know you're not.
Will you say that, like I say, literally now or never for Pete as far as the Mets season goes this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Judge doesn't produce to this level in the postseason, assuming they pitch to him.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I would not, for the record. I've been saying that all year long.
Yep.
But assuming that he gets pitched to in the postseason, if he doesn't do this type of damage, you start to look at him in a different light?
Let's unpack this for a sec. Let's say the Yankees lose in six in the American League Championship Series. So they get that far. Let's say Soto is really good. Pitching is good enough to win some series. You know, not, maybe not like, you know, all-time amazing, but certainly not a big issue. Nobody blows up. Cole's good. Heel's healthy. He's not on a pitch count. They're good. They play well. And Judge goes 3-for-19 with 8 punch-outs and 3 RBIs, and the Yankees lose in six to whomever. He's going to get crushed.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to get crushed, and rightfully so, and he needs that Reggie moment or at least the championship to validate himself as an all-time Yankee great. Right or wrong, that's just the way it is. But I know that this is going to sound like such a massive contradiction. Even if he went 3-for-18 or 3-for-19, I wouldn't even remotely think of bailing on the guy. Like, there were points with A-Rod, I'm like, geez, maybe he's just not going to
We're getting to that.
It matters.
If Judge doesn't, because he's been superhuman, like the best player that I've ever seen in my entire life, because he's been that level,
yep.
At some point he's going to have to get it done in the postseason. And if he doesn't do it this year, then that is going to start to overtake the narrative with Aaron Judge.
So, okay, so you could be right. I wouldn't latch on with venom yet. Some might.
Yeah, no,
some
not
might.
Venom, but just...
Well,
hey,
some might.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some might. I guarantee the next day on our show, Judge getting crushed.
I mean, he did get booed against Cleveland last time he was in the postseason.
Yep, yeah, true. So let's say that...
Off of a 62 home run season. I
know.
I mean, come on.
Let's say the Judge does stumble in the championship series and the Yankees get ousted earlier and they lose, right? You know, the first, if he's a little slow out of the chute next April, you think he's getting crushed at the stadium?
No, but I think that I don't think he's going to be getting crushed or booed. I just think that no matter what he then does, if he has another bad postseason this year and doesn't play at least close to the level that he's been playing in the regular season when healthy the last few years,
yep.
If he does not play to that level in the postseason, the only thing people are going to talk about with Aaron Judge is, yeah, but he hasn't gotten it done in the postseason.
You think it invalidates some of those accomplishments?
I think it'll just make them, like, it doesn't in my mind, mm-hmm. as far as how great of a player he is.
I agree with you on that. Me too.
But I think that it's not going to matter as much. It's going to be, yeah, that's great. He broke records. Yeah, that's great. He's the best player ever.
But
he's got to get it done in the postseason.
Yeah.
That's just...
I think you're probably right. I wouldn't do that. Just because baseball's nuts, but yeah. I can see that definitely happening a bit.
It would become a pattern. Because
yeah, no,
if,
I know.
If now it's a big if.
And it's not 25, so next year he's 32. So it's like, okay, you're getting deeper into your career. At what point do you crack through as a Yankee? I get it, but God, he's just so amazing. Yeah. It almost seems unfair.
It isn't fair.
I know.
But ultimately, in this town in particular, and in that team, in that organization.
Although some would say it is fair with the contract. Like, hey, you get 370, 380, whatever it is. It is fair. Right. Tough. It's your fair.
Right, but if he has a bad 5 games or 12 games, let's say, you know, a first-round series, 5 games, whatever it may be, 7-game series the next round.
Yep. Was it fair to A-Rod? Probably not.
Yeah, but it's a little different. A-Rod was such a villain anyway.
Yeah, I know, the whole Jeter stuff. I get it.
And, you know, I know the cheat with A-Rod, all that stuff, where Judge is not, but I just feel like it's different. You can't perform. You can't have that disparity. And this is for anybody, not Judge.
Uh-huh.
We can't have that disparity. We do with Julius Randle all the time.
Uh-huh. That's true.
You can't be that great in the regular season and lay an egg in the postseason continuously. You could do it once.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe do it twice.
Yep.
Judge cannot do it this year.
I'm not trying to nitpick. And again, conceptually, I do agree with you. My reaction might be a little different than some other crazy Yankee fans. Fine. But Randle's a good example, but it's a stretch because nobody's sitting here saying Randle's the best player they've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, Aaron Judge, I mean, Willie Mays was better than this.
But it's even,
honestly, Babe Ruth was better than this.
Right, but it's even, it's hard to fathom.
Yeah.
But it's even more than that he's, like, at least with Randle, you could say, but he's not that great anyway. There's a drop-off. But with Judge, even if there's a little drop-off, he's still got to be a stud. That's the difference. All right, we'll finish up on the phones. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
This is going. A little Return of the Mac sound.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Nice to be back off of vacation. I will say this vacation felt a little slower for me. I don't know if it's because we had my mom over for a few days.
Okay, slower meaning like in a bad way?
No,
like
good time, way.
Okay, good, like good, good. Oh, meaning like you felt like you were away from work longer.
Yes.
Nice.
Time didn't fly by like it felt like the last time. So I'm looking forward to getting back. I know we got Giants camp next week. And I was actually talking to you about this. I want to go. While I was on vacation, I started to plan out the fall a little bit.
Okay.
And we talked about, I haven't been to a Jets game in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I did go to a different Jets game. I went to one in Buffalo years ago, too.
Oh, so that's a crazy spot to go and watch a game.
It was wild.
It's rowdy.
One of my buddies used to live there, or one of my former buddies lived there. That's a whole different story. Anyway, I was at a Jets game more recently, but I want to go to a Jets and Giants game this year, and I want to go to the Jets-Pats game on that Thursday night.
Jets-Pats, the home opener, by the way.
It sucks that it's a home opener for me. I mean, that's great, but I know it's going to be more difficult, I would think, to get tickets. I just want to go because it's a Thursday night. Okay, so I want to do that, and then I'm going to go. I want to go to the Giants Cowboys Thursday night as well. Thursday nights fit the schedule perfectly.
They do. Let me see. Let me just.
Those are big games. Those would be fun.
Those are good ones. The only other option, so the Jets open up in San Francisco, then Tennessee. Yeah. I'll be in Tennessee. Yeah. That's a road game. So, all right, so boom, the Pats game. I mean, the Denver game, could work out the next weekend.
When is that?
That's the next weekend, Sunday.
Yeah, but it's Sunday, what time?
It's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's you what don't I'm saying.
You don't want to do that?
Eh.
Okay, all right.
I just feel like the Thursday night games, first of all, they're cool. Like Thursday night, isolation game, the standalone game.
Okay.
1 o'clock on a Sunday. Like,
okay, fair enough.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. But
what about, say, Monday against the Bills? That's a Monday night game, 8:15 as a possible option, October 14th.
Yes. I don't know why I didn't pick that one. Maybe it's just because the Thursday night felt better.
Okay.
Oh, you know why I didn't pick that one? Postseason.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with Mets and Yanks. But yes, that would definitely be doable.
There's the Thursday.
There's a Yankee game that night. And are we going to Yankee playoff games?
I mean, I always go to at least one. You know, I went last.
I want to go.
Okay.
I'm assuming we get,
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay.
Certain things you don't have to worry about anymore, Sal.
Big bro going to take care of
you. Well, I mean, they took care of me last time. And they basically got no hits, so maybe they don't get now we'll get tickets for that.
Then, back in the day, man, Mike and Chris, we used to have those strips. Even when I was producing, they'd take me with them to the games. So it would be great. Or they have just extra tickets that they would give
me. Now, who would drive to the game? You get in the car with them or what? Did Mike have his driver, Julio, back
then
still?
No, I feel like I would meet them because I was back in the shop producing the show. And then I'd meet them there afterwards.
Meet them up at the seats?
Yeah. I mean, we had that a couple of different times, but those were their tickets. I don't think that was from the station. I remember at the time, the Yankees were not on the station.
I got another option for you, though. Not to switch. And then I want to look at the Giants schedule real quick. So, see, I like going to football games when it's chilly. Not necessarily like 9 degrees.
Right.
But I can't stand being at a Jet or Giant game in September and the sun's blasting on me. I think it doesn't feel right.
Right.
Okay? So, to me, what about Sunday, November 17th, Jets-Colts.
Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Possible.
Now, that's what? Is it the next week is Thanksgiving? So, or is it the week? I think. So, we're looking at a shortish work week. You know, a little Sunday night action. Little tailgate.
Yeah. Now, what time do you leave for that one?
If I'm going to that game, what time do I get to MetLife?
Yeah.
I would get there myself.
Yeah.
I'd probably bring my son there. I would
like halftime of the 4 o'clock games, or is that too late?
I'd like to be set up where I'm going to be set up by 5. Now, the old days, I'd be there probably a little bit longer. But 5 o'clock sounds good. You know, get the grill going, obviously, get into the stadium. Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Now that I reside where both the Jets and Giants play,
yes,
I think it's much easier. I'm actually excited to go to some football games, but I do love watching a football Sunday at the house. Like, you get the multiple games going, whatever it may be. But I definitely want to go to some games. So,
and you looked at the Giants schedule?
Yeah, same thing.
You said just the Cowboys?
For some reason,
the best?
That was the only... I don't know if I was ruling out Sundays or ruling out potential baseball conflict.
Got it.
Those were the two. And I hate to do it. I think they're back-to-back weeks, as a matter of fact.
They are. It's the week 3 and week 4.
So I'd like to not do that.
Okay.
But primetime games are better. And I think the Jets just have a lot more of them. Giants have any other primetime games on there?
I'm looking at it right now. All right, so I thought they did. Yeah, so Dallas, Cincinnati, October 13th. That might be a fun game to go to. Well, it could be baseball, too.
Right.
That's a Sunday night game.
That's probably why I ruled that out, the baseball game.
Got it. Then
there's back-to-back Jets, Giants or Giants then Jets?
I guess so, yeah.
Sunday night Giants against the Bengals, then Monday night Jets against the
Bills.
That's
true, yeah, okay. That's right. And then they have the Monday night game, that's at Pittsburgh, that doesn't matter, right. It's the Giants.
You're going
then,
to that one, right?
No, it's the Giants. I'm going to Pittsburgh Giants, too, but the Giants are there as well. Yeah. I think the Jet-Steelers trip that I'm doing is a Sunday night game. And then they play Carolina, that's in London. Tampa's a 1 o'clock start. Dallas, New Orleans at 1, Ravens at 1. Yeah, there's not too many options at night.
Giants are Germany, right? Is that London?
Oh, yeah, I said London, Germany. Pardon me, good catch. Yep.
Okay, yes, yeah, sir. Right, so that would be the one then, that Thursday. Plus, it's the Cowboys. Like, I've never been to a Giant Cowboys game.
Oh, really?
I'd love to. Yeah, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Went to the Jets Cowboys. I went to the last Jets Cowboys. Was it the last one?
Maybe yeah, you were there in Dallas last year.
No, but I'm the last one at MetLife. Oh. Remember when Sam Darnold threw like a 90-yard touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson?
Yeah.
I was there. I was going nuts.
Oh, God.
I'm like, Sam Darnold's the future.
Looking forward to football season.
Yeah.
Still plenty of baseball left, though. Larry is in East Islip. What's up, Larry?
Sally and BT, my brothers. What's going on? Welcome back from vacay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, pal.
Doing good. I got to tell you, I miss you every day. Sal, here we go again with the Mets. You tell me 2 weeks ago, let's go all in. We got to get pitches. We got to get this. We got to get everything. Today, here we go. We made a big mistake by not doing anything. This is why the Mets fans got hurt. This is why we want to choke you, my brother. We love you, but we want to choke
I don't understand.
One week you're talking out of your left side. One week you're talking out of your right side.
No, it's the same side. Well, what don't you
go
get?
Ahead.
I said that they should have gone all in. Either go for it, which is what I said I would have done, go for it,
right.
Or sell. They didn't either.
Right.
They half-weighed it.
Right. No. All right, they kept it competitive, Sal. They kept it competitive for the rest of the year, so we're going to be in the wild card for the rest of the year.
Right.
Which is more than what we started with. And like we said last time, next year, the boys are coming up. You got Mauricio coming. You got a couple of guys coming. You got the pitchers coming. So it's all good. It's going to be good. But you just get us all worked up because 2 weeks ago, you're like, we got to get a pitcher. We got to get a hitter.
Because I wanted more from this season. Do you think this team could win a World Series?
No.
Okay.
BT, I'm with you in the beginning of the year. You said it. They stink. But when they started playing, you still said they're not good enough to go to World Series. They're a good team, solid. They got decent pitching. They got decent hitting. They got a decent bullpen. They're a piece or two away from the bullpen. Now, you're 100% right, BT. Next year, moving forward, let's go. And now, next year, let's make the run. Because I don't know if you get Soto. And you're going to sign Pete. I mean, I know the guy's got deep pockets. But he's just not in for throwing up money out of his mouth and just giving away the team. He's not like that.
But I'm still confused, Larry. And thank you for the call, I think. I'm still confused as to what your point is. The Mets are in the playoffs. Nobody ever said that they're not. And right now, they're in playoff contention. You're satisfied with them being a third wild card? I'm not. They had an opportunity at the deadline to get better. Like, seriously better. Significantly better. The Phillies are there for the taking. And the Mets are just letting them run away with the division. Phillies are trying to come back. The Braves are blowing big leagues. They're trying to come back. They have. Even with the Mets playing poorly, they still have not been able to, those teams have not been able to pull away. The division's only 8 games. You can't be taken seriously if you have no chance to win the division. And because the Mets, BT, have not, they didn't make the right moves at the deadline, they didn't do enough, and now they're playing like a 500 team, which is fine for them, but not for me.
Loss is what you're saying. Which I understand, but I don't think that there was a move. You want to tell me Blake Snell, I know he's been great lately. I still don't think that there was a move that would have transformed the Mets into World Series winners or even World Series participants. I don't.
Fair enough, but then why not go the other way? And take advantage of a seller's market.
Well, I mean, I understand that too, but I think that would have been unnecessary. I think what they did was honestly fine.
What
and I know that you want more than fine. I get that. But, you know, the guys that, what are you going to really get for Bader, who was on a 1-year deal? What are you getting?
Severino, you would have gotten something back. You saw what these other guys
something.
Got. Severino, Quintana.
Yeah, but I also think there's value in at least, you know, step one of the culture. If you get the wild card, like if the Mets would have disbanded and stripped down and finished up at 79 wins and 6 games out of the last wild card spot, I think it would have taken a lot of the juice and the direction and the progress.
But you believe in tanking in football for a better pick.
That's very different.
Yeah,
it's much more. There's much more of a correlation.
I usually don't
draft
believe
picks.
That.
Nobody knows any of these kids that get drafted in baseball.
The Mets could have gotten better or put themselves in a better position to succeed next year if they sold.
Yes, but with no guarantee.
I wouldn't have.
But I know, but with no guarantees, that it would have worked out. Not that there's a guarantee with the first overall pick in the NFL either. But the It's not the same.
I wouldn't have sold, for the record, but I also wouldn't have half waited.
Yep, yep.
I would have went and made big moves to be legitimate. They did not. All right, that does it for us. Evan and TQ coming up next. Thanks to everybody who listened, everybody who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoff as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
About it on the Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Let's go. A little Return of the Mac sound.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Nice to be back off of vacation. I will say this vacation felt a little slower for me. I don't know if it's because we had my mom over for a few days.
Okay. Slower meaning like in a bad way?
No,
like
good time way.
Okay, good. Oh, meaning like you felt like you were away from work longer.
Yes.
Nice.
Time didn't fly by like it felt like the last time. So I'm looking forward to getting back. I know we got Giants camp next week. And I was actually talking to you about this. While I was on vacation, I started to plan out the fall a little bit.
Okay.
And we talked about, I haven't been to a Jets game in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I did go to a different Jets game. I went to one in Buffalo years ago, too.
Oh, so that's a crazy spot to go and watch a game.
It was wild.
It's rowdy.
One of my buddies used to live there, or one of my former buddies lived there. That's a whole different story. Anyway, I was at a Jets game more recently, but I want to go to a Jets and Giants game this year, and I want to go to the Jets-Pats game on that Thursday night.
Jets-Pats, the home opener, by the way.
Yeah, it sucks that it's a home opener for me. I mean, that's great, but I know it's going to be more difficult, I would think, to get tickets. I just want to go because it's a Thursday night. Okay, so I want to do that, and then I'm going to go. I want to go to the Giants Cowboys Thursday night as well. Thursday nights fit the schedule perfectly.
They do. Let me see. Let me just.
Those are big games. Those would be fun.
Those are good ones. The only other option, so the Jets open up in San Francisco, then Tennessee. Yeah. I'll be in Tennessee. Yeah. That's a road game. So, all right, so boom, the Pats game. I mean, the Denver game, could work out the next weekend.
When is that?
That's the next weekend, Sunday.
Yeah, but it's Sunday, what time?
It's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's you what don't I'm want saying. To do
that? Nah. Okay, all right.
I just feel like the Thursday night games, first of all, they're cool. Like Thursday night, isolation game, the standalone game.
Okay.
1 o'clock on a Sunday. Like,
okay, fair
I'm
enough.
Not saying I wouldn't do it. But
what about, say, Monday against the Bills? That's a Monday night game, 8:15 as a possible option, October 14th.
Yes. I don't know why I didn't pick that one. Maybe it's just because the Thursday night felt better.
Okay.
Oh, you know why I didn't pick that one? Postseason.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with Mets Yanks. But yes, that would definitely be doable.
There's the Thursday.
There's a Yankee game that night. And are we going to Yankee playoff games?
I always go to at least one. You know, I went last.
I want to go.
Okay.
I'm assuming we get,
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay.
Certain things you don't have to worry about anymore, Sal.
Big bro going to take care of
you. Well, I mean, they took care of me last time. They basically had no hits, so maybe they don't get it. We'll get tickets for that.
Then, well, I remember back in the day, man, Mike and Chris, we used to have those strips. Even when I was producing, they'd take me with them to the games. So it would be great. Or they have just extra tickets that they would give me.
Now, who would drive to the game? You get in the car with them or what? Did Mike have his driver, Julio, back
then
still?
No, I feel like I would meet them because I was back in the shop producing the show. And then I'd meet them there afterwards.
Meet them up at the seats?
Yeah. I mean, we had that a couple of different times, but those were their tickets. I don't think that was from the station. I remember at the time, the Yankees were not on the station.
I got another option for you, though. Not to switch it. Then I want to look at the Giants schedule real quick. So, see, I like going to football games when it's chilly. Not necessarily like 9 degrees.
Right.
But I can't stand being at a Jet or Giant game in September
too
and
warm.
The sun's blasting on me. I think it doesn't feel right.
Right.
Okay? So, to me, what about Sunday, November 17th, Jets Colts.
Sunday night. Possible.
Now, that's what? Is it the next week is Thanksgiving? So, or is it the week? I think so. We're looking at a shortish work week, a little
Could
Sunday
a
night
one.
Action, a little tailgate.
Yeah. Now, what time do you leave for that one?
If I'm going to that game, what time do I get to MetLife?
Yeah.
I would get there myself.
Yeah.
I'd probably bring my son there. I would
like halftime of the 4 o'clock games, or is that too late?
I'd like to be set up where I'm going to be set up by 5. Now, the old days, I'd be there probably a little bit longer. But 5 o'clock sounds good. Get the grill going. Obviously, get into the stadium. Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Now that I reside where both the Jets and Giants play,
yes.
I think it's much easier. I'm actually excited to go to some football games, but I do love watching a football Sunday at the house. You get the multiple games going, whatever it may be. But I definitely want to go to some games. So,
and
yeah,
you looked at the Giants' schedule?
Yes, yeah,
you said
thing.
Just the Cowboys?
For some
that looks
reason,
the best?
That was the only... again, I don't know if I was ruling out Sundays or ruling out a potential baseball conflict.
Got it.
Those were the two. And I hate to do it. I think they're back-to-back weeks, as a matter of fact.
They are. That right. did, that does. It's the week three and week four.
So I'd like to not do that.
Okay.
But primetime games are better. And I think the Jets just have a lot more of them. Giants have any other primetime games on there?
I'm looking at it right now. All right. So I thought they did. Yeah. So Dallas. Cincinnati. October 13th, that might be a fun game to go to. Well, it could be baseball, too.
Right.
That's a Sunday night game.
That's probably why I ruled that out, the baseball game.
Got it. Then they
also, there's back-to-back Jets-Giants or Giants then Jets?
I guess so, yeah.
Sunday night Giants against the Bengals, then Monday night Jets against the
that's
Bills.
That's true.
That
yeah,
okay.
That's right. And then they have the Monday night game. That's at Pittsburgh. That doesn't matter. Right. There's the Giants.
You're going
then,
to that one, right?
No, there's the Giants. I'm going to Pittsburgh,
Giants,
too, but the Giants are there as well.
Yeah.
I think the Jet-Steelers trip that I'm doing is a Sunday night game. And then they play Carolina, that's in London. Tampa's a 1 o'clock start. Dallas, New Orleans at 1, Ravens at 1. Yeah, there's not too many options at night.
Giants are Germany, right? Is that London?
Oh, yeah, I said London, Germany. Pardon me, good catch. Yep.
Okay, yes, yeah, right. So that would be the one then, that Thursday. Plus, it's the Cowboys. Like, I've never been to a Giant Cowboys game.
Oh, really?
I'd love to. Yeah, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Went to the Jets Cowboys. I went to the last Jets Cowboys. Was it the last one?
Maybe yeah, you were there in Dallas last year.
No, but I'm the last one at MetLife. Remember when Sam Darnold threw like a 90-yard touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson?
Yeah.
I was there. I was going nuts.
Oh, God.
I'm like, Sam Darnold's the future.
Looking forward to football season.
Yeah.
Still plenty of baseball left, though. Larry is in East Islip. What's up, Larry?
So Howie and BT, my brothers. What's going on? Welcome back from vacay.
Thanks, Larry.
Good. I got to tell you, I miss you every day. Sal, here we go again with the Mets. You tell me 2 weeks ago, let's go all in. We got to get pitches. We got to get this. We got to get everything. Today, here we go. We made a big mistake by not doing anything. This is why the Met fans got hurt. This is why we want to choke you, my brother. We love you, but we want to choke
I don't understand.
One week you're talking out of your left side, one week you're talking out of your right side.
No, it's the same side. Well, what don't you
go
get?
Ahead.
I said that they should have gone all in. Either go for it, which is what I said I would have done, go for it,
right.
Or sell. They didn't either.
Right.
They half-weighed it.
Right. No, all right, they kept it competitive, Sal. They kept it competitive for the rest of the year, so we're going to be in the wild card for the rest of the year.
Right.
Which is more than what we started with. And like we said last time, next year, the boys are coming up. You got Mauricio coming. You got a couple of guys coming. You got the pitchers coming. So it's all good. It's going to be good. But you just get us all worked up because 2 weeks ago, you're like, we got to get a pitcher. We got to get a hitter.
Because I wanted more from this season. Do you think this team could win a World Series?
No.
Okay.
BT, I'm with you in the beginning of the year. You said it. They stink. But when they started playing, you still said they're not good enough to go to World Series. They're a good team, solid. They got decent pitching. They got decent hitting. They got a decent bullpen. They're a piece of two away from the bullpen. Now, you're 100% right, BT. Next year, moving forward, let's go. And now, next year, let's make the run. Because I don't know if you get Soto and you're going to sign Pete. I mean, I know the guy's got deep pockets, but he's just not in for throwing up money out of his mouth and just giving away the team. He's not like that.
But I'm still confused, Larry, and thank you for the call, I think. I'm still confused as to what your point is. The Mets are in the playoffs. Nobody ever said that they're not. And right now, they're in playoff contention. You're satisfied with them being a third wild card? I'm not. They had an opportunity at the deadline to get better. Like, seriously better. Significantly better. The Phillies are there for the taking. And the Mets are just letting them run away with the division. Phillies are trying to come back. The Braves are blowing big leagues. They're trying to come back. They have. Even with the Mets playing poorly, they still have not been able to, those teams have not been able to pull away. The division's only 8 games. You can't be taken seriously if you have no chance to win the division. And because the Mets, BT, have not, they didn't make the right moves at the deadline, they didn't do enough, and now they're playing like a 500 team, which is fine for them, but not for me.
Opportunity loss is what you're saying. Which I understand, but I don't think that there was a move. You want to tell me Blake Snell, I know he's been great lately. I still don't think that there was a move that would have transformed the Mets into World Series winners or even World Series participants. I don't.
Fair enough, but then why not go the other way and take advantage of a seller's market?
Well, I mean, I understand that too, but I think that would have been unnecessary. I think what they did was honestly fine, and I know that you want more than fine. I get that. But, you know, the guys that What are you going to really get for Bader, who was on a one-year deal? What are you getting? What are you getting for
Seth Bader. Severino, you would have gotten something back. You saw what these other guys something. Got. Severino, Quintana.
Yeah, but I also think there's value in at least, you know, step one of the culture. If you get the wild card, like if the Mets would have disbanded and stripped out and finished up at 79 wins and six games out of the last wild card spot, I think it would have taken a lot of the juice and the direction and the progress.
But you believe in tanking in football for a better pick.
That's very different. Yeah, it's much more. There's much more of a correlation.
I usually don't believe that.
Picks, nobody knows any of these kids that get drafted in baseball.
The Mets could have gotten better or put themselves in a better position to succeed next year if they sold.
Yes, but with no guarantee.
I wouldn't have.
But I know, but with no guarantees that it would have worked out. Not that there's a guarantee with the first overall pick in the NFL either, but the... it's not the same.
I wouldn't have sold for the record, but I also wouldn't have half waited.
Yep.
I would have went and made big moves to be legitimate. They did not. All right, that does it for us. Evan and TQ coming up next. Thanks to everybody who listened, everybody who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoff as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.